Okay, so the first thing that we're going to talk about today, and I think this is the most important, is start small with the right mindset and start early. This is really key. So when are we expected to introduce solids to babies? You want to start introducing your solids when the child is ready, when they've shown signs that they are ready. Don't just automatically start because you feel like, oh, they're not getting enough milk or they're not getting enough breast milk. No, do it when the child is ready. There are certain signs that you have to know, and those signs are, one, you want to make sure that the child is sitting on their own, unsupported, not with you padding them with a pillow or any of those things. Two, you also want to make sure that the child has a good pincer grip, meaning that if they grab things, it will stay in their hands. They're not going to throw it away or leave it or drop it somewhere. Three, you want to make sure that their swallowing reflex has developed. Now, a child who is breastfeeding or taking only milk takes food in a certain or particular format, which doesn't require much work. However, when you start swallowing, you're involving the entire esophageal region, right? Now, it is important to know that, because when you don't have all those three things set up, there are other ones, which is like the child is following you with their eyes and they see you eating and all that, but those are, you know, not the major ones. Why it's important for those major ones is because when the child is able to sit up, like, their digestive system is signaling to you that majority of the enzymes that will help to break down food have begun to form, okay? Now, what do I mean by starting with the right mindset? You must come from a place of understanding. A place of understanding where you know that why you are trying to feed is not for weight gain. Why you are trying to feed is not because somebody told you that this is the best food or is going to make your child chubby or is going to do any of those things. No. Why you are intending to feed is because you as a parent want to ensure that the child gets all the nutrients that they need, number one. Secondly, you want to ensure that whatever you are feeding is nutrient dense, so that even if they eat small quantities or little bits of food, they will get everything that their body requires. Thirdly, you want to ensure that the reason why you're feeding is for growth and development. Do I want my child to grow well? Whether they are chubby, whether they are skinny, their body formality doesn't matter. The reason it doesn't matter is because you want to ensure that you don't have it at the back of your mind. When a child starts looking lean, you start saying to yourself, oh, no, I'm not feeding them right. I need weight gain recipes. All those, and then you start looking for multivitamins and all those things. Because you have failed it from the beginning. So starting with the right mindset is important. Starting early is also important. Kick off at 6 months. Be preparing your mind that at 6 months, we are going to start this journey. This is a journey we are going to start. This is a journey me and you are going to go on. And then finally, start small. This child has the rest of their life to eat food. Food is something that is a part of a human being's life and a part of a human being's makeup. Do not allow the thought that, oh, they don't eat this particular food now, but they're supposed to be eating adult food now. They're supposed to be eating this kind of cereal. No, they have all of their life to do that. 6 months to 1 year is a complete 6 months. A complete 6 months. There are people that have grown empires in 6 months. There are people that have conceived a child, carried the child already for 6 months, many 3 months already. Some people have even delivered in 6 months. So it's important that you realize that 6 months is a good chunk of time to introduce as many varieties as you want to, but do not feel like that child needs to be eating so many things when you just start transitioning. I hope this point makes a lot of sense. So start small, start early, and most importantly, start with the right mindset.